Hello, listeners. This is Andrew here. We're coming at you with a mini bonus episode of the podcast. Myself and Diana, we were lucky enough to sit down with a couple of the cast members from Umbrella Academy. We sat down with Tom Hopper, who plays Luther, and Robert Sheehan, who plays Klaus. So we were able to sit down, ask a few questions about the upcoming season 3. There's no spoilers in here, so don't worry about that. Just a fun conversation. And season 3 of The Umbrella Academy is going to be streaming June 22nd on Netflix. Here's the audio of our chat with Tom and Robert.
Well, hello, this is Andrew and Diana here with the From Superheroes Network. We're here with Tom Hopper and Robert Sheehan, who play Luther and Klaus in the upcoming and previous seasons, I suppose, of Umbrella Academy. Welcome and congratulations on season 3.
Hey,
how you doing? Thanks very much.
We're happy to have you.
We're very excited. This season we have the Sparrow Academy. They're kind of your antagonists of the season, but they're a new superhero team. I'm just curious, who would you say is your favorite member of the Sparrow Academy, whether powers or personality? Who's your favorite Sparrow?
I think now, since that question is coming up quite regularly, I'm going to say everyone. You know who I liked a lot too? Alfonso.
Alfonso is very funny.
He's great, really funny. There's a bit where he picks up the tote bag and gives it to you.
He comes and gives it to me.
I spat out my tea in that moment.
I think they all have such amazing strengths, you know. From a personal standpoint, I loved working with Genesis, who played Sloan. That relationship was great to work through in the season. And then I really love watching the new Ben. I think this version of Ben is amazing, very funny, and this kind of weird, like, super guy. I expected to come out with a Dr. Evil cat at some time, you know. Starts striking a cat. I thought he was excellent. So no, they all have amazing strengths.
Tom, when we spoke in season 1, you mentioned that the bodysuit could get a little bit overheated and a bit much. Has the bodysuit evolved from season 1 to 3? Is it more comfortable now? Please tell me it is.
It has. It has evolved. It's slimmer. Between season 1 and 2, we made him slimmer because I was like, listen, what's with the paunch? I've got some weird sort of paunch thing.
That's a strongman thing.
Yeah, like growth hormone.
Eddie Hall. Yeah, he's got a big cask of a belly.
Yeah, they're huge, great big barrels, aren't they, those guys? So yeah, he was verging on like strongman belly, but so we slimmed him down. We got him on the chicken and broccoli diet, and we slimmed him down a little bit. And the thing is, in the Toronto heat, in the summer, there's no escaping that. So as soon as I put the suit on with the clothes on top of the suit, you know, the makeup are like getting the gloss off my forehead all the time, you know.
I worked with a guy who was one of the stunt dwarfs on The Hobbit, and they had cooling systems in the dwarf suits. But after a while, they stopped using them because there was messing with their body heat regulation system.
I had the same thing in season 1.
Yeah.
They had that cooling system, and you almost need to acclimatize to it.
Yeah.
So your body gets used to it. So the hardest time for me usually is at the start of the season, when I first start going into it, and then by the end of the season, I've kind of got used to it again.
Now, did the suit get smaller, or have you just gotten bigger fitness-wise? Maybe it just seems smaller in contrast. Is your fitness goal to get big enough that you don't even need the suit for future seasons? Or?
Well, that was the plan in season 1. So I put a ton of weight in for the start of season 1, and then they said, oh, actually, no, we're just going to use this thing. Brought out this giant turkey.
Big Christmas turkey.
Yeah.
Justin Cornwell did lots of training as well for the start of season 1. He plays Marcus, the kind of leader of the Sparrows. And in his trailer, I was in his trailer one day, and he was like, on the counter, he had like some M&Ms, some chips, a chocolate bar, just sitting there as reward for after he'd shot all of his topless scenes. He's just like, just over the hill.
Just the goal.
The treats.
It's like the mirage.
Robert, I actually would like to ask about Klaus's powers. I'm very interested in kind of in season 1, he's like a little afraid of the powers. He's tamping them down. In season 2, Klaus kind of accepts them a little more to talk to Ghost Ben, but Ghost Ben's gone. So what's Klaus's relationship with his powers in season 3? Is he kind of feeling them more?
Yeah. I think he sort of intuits that he has to, you know, there's a line that Reginald Hargreave says, which is, the great power inside you, you've turned into a liability, you know. You sort of, unfortunately, existing in a bit of a victim mentality where you've taken something in the past and you're using it as a continual excuse to starve your progression, further progression. And so Klaus has to kind of reluctantly face up to that. And then suddenly lots of big shiny green lights come out of him. Woo! And, you know, he can make ghosts scared and stuff. but also I think death is the thing of his power, you know.
Yeah.
Lots of people we're all somewhat fascinated by the old vast abyss of death, but he has to figure out the crux of his power lies in being able to pass between, you know, the void, which is the sort of post-life arena, and then the material world. And that kind of gives him, that sort of makes him a very dangerous piece on the chessboard, you know, because suddenly all of the material world rules don't apply to him, but they apply to everybody else, you know.
We're very excited to see it. We're excited for everyone to see it. And Robert and Tom, thank you so much for your time.
Ah, it's a pleasure.
And thank you for season 3.
Thanks, guys. Hope you enjoyed.